Joining me live in studio is the man, the myth, and the certainly legendary Travis Osmond with me today. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good, Duke. Thanks for having me.
I feel as if our role should be reversed here because I'm in the presence of the great podcaster this morning.
Yes, you're sitting in my chair.
I am in your chair. I feel a little uncomfortable, to be honest.
I love it.
Oh, of course, Travis with Mary Jo hosting the Why Your Story podcast. And you're a man of many talents. You do the weed and pest for Lincoln County as well, but you're also an EMT.
Yep.
And recently received a little recognition for that, I understand.
I did, Duke. What an honor it's been for the last, I think, 7 years. I think I've been an EMT here in Star Valley. And out of nowhere, just surprised the heck out of me, I got Wyoming's EMT of the year. And I'm just blown away. Very humbled to have that.
Well, it's quite the honor. So how did you find out? Well, I guess, first off, where does this award come from? So, who gives this out?
So what I understand is the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's that group that goes through and makes the nominations, and then they get together and review things, and then and Cheyenne, and then they vote throughout the state of the EMTs. And apparently this year I won that, and they presented me with this great plaque, and it was very neat. And I just barely found out, like, a week ago, 10 days ago, maybe, you know. And they, because of COVID, they didn't do their big get everybody together and present the award. It was kind of a small ceremony here in town, but nonetheless, I got it.
Well, congratulations. Well deserved. So you said 6-7 years?
Yes.
You've been an EMT?
Yeah, I'm not sure,
here?
But it's going to be one of those.
And what is it for you, Travis, that keeps you doing this? Because it's not an easy thing to do, and you and I have talked a little before in the past about some of the things you do. And so why do you keep doing it? What drives you to be an EMT?
Well, the first thing that people need to understand is when you're in the medical field, especially in emergency medicine, you're not an individual. You're part of a big team. So I always loved the phrase that we're willing to run in when everybody's running out. And, you know, when I was first dating my wife, I witnessed a horrible accident where a man lost his life and one was very, maimed for life. And I told myself right then and there that I was going to do whatever it took so that next time I was in that situation, I could help more. And so, I did that and, joined the great team here at Star Valley Health. And I'm telling you, if you're having a medical emergency here in Star Valley, you're in good hands. I'm not lying. We have, I'll bet you, some of the best medical staff and paramedics here. And I've ran shifts with Station 8 out of Salt Lake. And so I know what I'm talking about. I've been able to experience how they run things and then how we run things. And so I just hope that if I ever have to call 911 for medical emergency, I'm here in Afton.
Absolutely. Again, Star we're Valley. With Travis Osmond here this morning. He's been recently named the Wyoming EMT of the year. And of course, you have those difficult calls. But I know that there's some others as well. So I want to get from you, Travis. What's one of the funniest calls? Okay. And I know you can't give too many details, but
right. You
can share some. What's one of the funniest calls you've had to go on?
One of the greatest blessings about being an EMT is having my nieces and nephews and my kids wanting to know stories. And honestly, there are some hilarious stories. One, I just off the top of my head, we got a call, a young girl, I think it was a 3-year-old girl, called and said, "Mommy can't get out of bed." Well, that's a big deal when dispatch gets that. Okay. So, I respond and I'm going fast. I mean, this is a big deal. The little girl can't get mommy out of bed. Is she overdosed? Is something gone wrong? Heart attack? You know, that sort of thing. And anyway, I get to the front door of the house and I can see the little girl through the window and the door's locked and I'm ringing the doorbell and I'm knocking and I can't get in. And I tell dispatch, I said, "Hey, I'm going in. I'm entering the house." So I kick the door open and run in and just turn down the hall to see a very surprised mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So the story goes is the mom didn't want to get out of bed that early in the morning, you know, so she was telling her daughter, let mommy sleep. And they had just had this little family home evening the night before. Hey, if anything happens, you call 911. So the little girl called 911. Mommy wouldn't get out of bed. So anyway, I could go on and on. For hours on neat stories like that. But yeah, and then you get those calls that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, you know, and those are the ones that take a toll on you. And being an EMT, it's not for everybody. You know, you have to have that mentality that, hey, we're gonna lose some, but we're gonna win some, you know, and that's why it's a never ending learning process. You're learning every day. I mean, I was in a motel room yesterday and I was pouring over my drug cards just so I know that when the time comes, I've got to give the right drug at the right time, at the right dose to the right person. And, you know, it's something that I love and I hope, you know, if God willing, I can keep doing it for a long time.
So how do you personally, how do you cope with the hard ones?
Once again, I have a very good team of EMS here in Star Valley, and we look out for each other. There was a bad one here in the valley that really affected all of us, a couple days before Christmas. And, I was first on scene there, and, those are the ones that you take home with you, and you kind of gather your family around you and you hold them close. We did everything we could, on that scene. Unfortunately, lives were lost. But, we take care of each other in EMS and in the community. You know, I had lots of people reach out to me. Hey, I'm so sorry. Anything we can do, you know, but on the flip side of that, my heart pours out to that family and, the tragic loss there. And so I think the thing that keeps us going is there is going to be that one that we can save and that we do save. And the greatest thing that I've been able to be a part of is being invited into these people's homes maybe a year later after a tragic accident has happened and seeing how much their lives have improved and seeing what the interventions that we did on scene have made a difference in their lives. And that's one of the things that I really wish people could be a part of. Sometimes I've taken my wife on those and let her see the change that's taken place that emergency medicine was able to bring into their lives. And it's been a very humbling experience for me to see the change in that. And so it's just a neat thing to be. Emergency medicine is a neat thing to be. And to be an EMT, I mean, that means, I mean, truly I have access to like all the doctors, you know? And so a lot of times I'll text a doctor, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Oh, little Travis has texted a doctor, but they've been so great. The emergency room doctors have been so great to help me with my chemistry and help, you know, and that sort of thing. Everybody wants each other to succeed. And we have awesome paramedics. We just got a new EMS director that's on the ball and he's fighting for us. And I mean, it has just been spectacular to be a part of this. It's a neat thing. EMS in a small community has its challenges, but it also in the same sense, you're helping those that you know. And that, I think that makes a big difference.
Travis Osmond, Wyoming's EMT of the year, right from Lincoln County. Travis, if someone wanted to get into this, whether as a volunteer or as a career, what's the best way to get started?
What I would do, the first thing I would do is I would walk on down to the EMS building and talk to one of our paramedics. They're there 24/7. And if they're not there, I mean, they're just out to lunch or something, but walk into the EMS building and just talk to one of them. They're all very, very easy to talk to, upbeat, exciting, and just ask them, hey, I'm interested in this. And EMS, we can always use more help. I mean, we're thin. And, you know, even if you just wanted to be an ambulance driver, you know, we'll take you. We'll get you trained up and you can be an ambulance driver. So, you know, instead of just sitting there watching and wondering where that ambulance is going with their lights on, you could be driving it. So that's a big bonus too.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's exciting. I wish that so many people could hop in that ambulance with us and go see the good that happens every day in Star Valley. You know, whether you're in the Alpine service, Thane service, Afton service, I mean, there is some really neat things that happen in the back of that ambulance every day.
Travis Osmond, Wyoming's EMT of the Year. Congratulations again to you, Travis. Well deserved. Couldn't go to a better guy, and happy to have you representing us and the medical field here. Before I cut you loose, we do got to give a plug for the Why Your Story podcast.
We
can't just let you walk out of here without it.
Everybody needs to tune in to Why Your Story podcast and listen to Mary Jo and I. So Mary Jo is also an EMT with me.
Yes.
In the Valley. And we've created this podcast to give people that live in Star Valley a fun thing to do. They're only like 25, maybe 30 minutes long. We interview people in their area. We tell funny stories. You know, my background growing up, I mean, I've been from Tokyo to France. I mean, everywhere you can imagine. And Mary Jo's done the same thing. And so we have all of these funny backgrounds and things we're bringing together to share with people. And it's really funny. And we did it so that we can lift people's spirits during the day. And so if you're not listening to Why Your Story podcast, jump on there, have a laugh on us, and then I guess as far as the EMS stuff goes, just don't ever hesitate to dial 911. If you need us, we're always going to come, no matter what. And with that, I'd like to give a shout-out to our wives, our spouses, all of us in EMS. I mean, if you can imagine how many times at 2 in the morning my pager goes off and my poor wife hits the ceiling. I mean, every time that pager goes off, it's a crazy deal. And so my wife, all our medics' wives and spouses, a shout out to them because they're the ones that take the brunt of it for us. I mean, yeah, we're in the front line, but they get to see us when we come back. So anyway, thanks to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Travis Osmond, Wyoming EMT of the Year. Congratulations again, Travis.
Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.